right? Everybody go like this. Yes, it should be fun. And we have fun. I'm in for having the Durfee family. My mom, her maiden name is Peshik. And the Peshiks came across from Bolivia generations back. Bohemia. From the town of Pezik. Peshiks from Pezik, Bohemia. Which is near Poland. No jokes, please. And we just, the Peshik family is a family that laughs like crazy all the time. And all my cousins, we get together. In fact, we're going to family reunion next weekend. And I can't wait, because every year it's a barrel of laughs. It really is. We laugh a lot. The Peshik family have hard of hearing. Everybody wears hearing aids, and they still can't quite get it right, you know? And it's a lot of fun. Hey, let's walk down to the river. What's wrong with your liver? No. And we have a great time. I tell you, it's fun. Ministry needs to be fun. Ministry can be hard at times. But let's not focus on the heart. Let's focus on fun. By the way, do you know why a chicken coop only has two doors? Don't say it if you know. Don't give it away. Because if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan. Oh, come on, that's funny. That's funny. Thank you. Ministry is fun. In the sermon series that we're closing out today in part three, keeping the beat and rhythm with God. Let me get my little presenter out here, okay? In part one, we focused on Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And in that sermon, we answered the question, what gives God joy? Anybody remember the answer? Fulfilling his purpose on earth. And why is his joy your strength? Because when Jesus has all authority over the earth, Ephesians 1:20, when Jesus has authority over everything for the church. Say those three words with me. For the church. You should be excited now, because Jesus has authority over everything for the, say it with me, for the church, meaning you can't be stopped, because he has authority to help you break through any resistance, and you get to go and go and go, and that's fun. Woohoo! That is fun. Knowing Jesus is on your side, plowing the trail for you. In part two, we discussed the three C's of following Jesus. First C is to celebrate his love for all mankind. God loves everyone, even the people that irritate you. He loves them. And so God said it this way through Jesus. If you love only those who love you, what makes you different than anyone else who doesn't believe in Jesus? Because even people who don't believe in Jesus do that. Love those who persecute you, Romans 12. Ooh, that's a little tougher. But ministry's still fun. Because why? Nothing can stop you. Jesus is plowing the trail. Celebrate that. Celebrate his love often, daily, and help strengthen your connection to God. Why? Because that which is celebrated gets repeated. If you've gone to a party and go, that was so, I'm not going to go to that ever party ever again. No, you don't do that. You go, yeah, that was a fun party, man. I want to do that again sometime. That which gets celebrated gets repeated. And let's celebrate often. That's what gathering together is about. Today's a celebration. Gathering together Because Chris said it. I am rescued, redeemed, revived. I am enabled, empowered, equipped. Holy cow. This is fun stuff. So I didn't say it all exactly as Chris said it. That's okay. This is what gathering together is about. As you gather and comprehend God's word, you grow and mature. How do I know that? How do you know that? Because comprehension, not just reading the words on a page, that doesn't change you. Comprehending, saying, oh, this is what it means. This is what God meant. Now I know what I can do. Now I know what I need to do. Now I know what I get to do. This is exciting. Comprehending God's word. If you just breeze through Scripture every now and again, you're not comprehending. You need to dig in a little bit. Look up some Bible helps. My goodness, on the internet, there's 6 billion Bible helps. BlueLetterBible.com, write that down. Blue Letter Bible, and look it up. A wonderful help in helping to learn Scripture. The second C was to connect regularly with God's people and with your community through weekly worship, gatherings, small groups, and serving people together through various ministries. This is where we practice godly relationship building with Christ, with each other, and with our community. This is where your knowledge gets put into action. Your knowledge of God gets put into action. Excuse me. You experience a deep satisfaction knowing I've done God's work. You know when you've done that, right? And it feels good because it's fun. The third C is contribute to God's purpose through ministry. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I'll just tell you what it says. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Peter says, God has given you everything you need for life and godliness. Now, the word everything is an inclusive word, right? It leaves nothing out, right? God has given you everything you need. You know what that means, you guys, from this day forward? It means you have no excuse. I can't do that. It's too scary. Oh, yeah, you can. And you have. And keep doing it. Contribute to God's purpose through ministry. God has given you inborn desires and skills. He's given you a unique personality to help you fulfill his purpose on earth. His purpose is to save the lost and equip the saved. To save the lost, equip the saved. Say that with me. To save the lost and equip the saved. Because the equipping of the saved helps the lost get saved. Amen? And that's why we're here, to have some fun with that. God equips us, Ephesians chapter 4. He equips the saved to serve in an attitude of, here it comes, are you ready? In an attitude of unity and maturity. I'm asking myself a new question these days. At least it's new to me. When something arises that I'm not sure what to do with, especially if my flesh wants to kind of respond, I ask myself this question because it slows me down. It takes me to my knees to get some wisdom. God, what does maturity in Christ do with this? What does maturity in Christ do with this? How does it handle this? Because right now, my mouth just wants to, I want to play the victim here, God, or the rescuer. I want to be the prosecutor. When my flesh starts getting in the way, I know it, and you know it too, don't you? Slow yourself down. God, what does maturity in Christ do with this? And that'll take you to slow you down, help you pray it through. Ever said something you knew you shouldn't have said at the moment? Yeah. Last time I did that, I was backtracking and apologizing and trying to mend fences. It was not a fun thing. But attitude of unity, nothing tears us apart. And maturity, how do we handle difficult things? Well, in today's message, part three, I'm going to share with you ways that you can serve God by identifying and using your inborn personality, or a word I like is organic. God has put inside of you. It's already there. You don't have to think it up and try to make it yours. He put it in you. An inborn personality, style, and inborn skills. Talents, gifts, if you will. Serving God and others is designed to be a joy to you, not a burden. So you may ask, how do I identify my God-given inborn or organic desires and abilities? Well, the answer is this. What abilities do you have that you really look forward to using, to doing? Ladies, do you like to bake and cook? Do you like to, I know there's a quilting sisters group, and they make blankets and all kinds of stuff. And they give them to people and help folks out that way. Guys, some of you are mechanics. I love Al Frazee. He puts on a car care ministry every November. And us guys, we get around, yeah, turn the wrenches, get ourselves all dirty. Well, that's fun, isn't that right, ladies? That's fun. Guess not, okay. But doing some ministry. And in ways that God has already built inside of you, what do you like to do? Maybe there's something inside of you that's just now waking up, you're discovering about who you are and what kinds of things you like to do. And so I'll turn the cooler on a little bit more. I see people getting hot. It's because the message is so good. So what activities do you like to do? What do you have a passion for that gives you satisfaction, that doing it says, this is meaningful to me? You know you're helping people connect to Jesus and to each other. Let me give an example. I love to preach. I love to teach. I love to counsel. I love to sing in a group. In Cottage Grove, I sang in a quartet for 4 years. It was great fun. Oh, I loved it. Those things I love to do. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you how that got developed in me. Because I desired to be a church leader way back when I was 20 years old. I didn't know what it meant to be a church leader, but God had put this desire into me. And I just knew. I want to be a church leader. Don't have a clue what it looks like, sounds like, feels like. But I wanted to be a leader. So I started out learning to play the guitar. My friend Dwayne taught me how to play guitar. And then not too long after that, I was on the worship team playing guitar and learning how to play with other people. And then I went to Bible college and received training and counseling. Not at Bible college, but went to Bible college, got some training in scripture and in Christian ed, in preaching. And then later on got my training in counseling. And even doing these things made me nervous at first. My first sermon I spent 27 hours studying for and took 5 minutes to preach. And you could tell where I was standing because there was a pool of sweat there. I was nervous. That was kind of hard. But God had this desire, and it helped me kept pushing through fear, pushing through nervousness, wanting to do it again and try it some more. And yeah, it was scary and hard. In fact, I moved here in 94 after 6 years of full-time ministry and youth work. And now I move into preaching. Now remember, I had one class in preaching. And I came here as a greenhorn. Do you think I was scared preaching to you guys? I wonder what they think of this, or me, or you know, and it was scary. But God had put inside of me a desire to be a leader. Don't forget that. What has God put a desire in you for? Don't let fear stop you. Be starting counseling. That was scary business. What if I mess somebody up? What if I say the wrong things? What if I guide them the wrong way? But you keep going. Why? Ephesians 1:20. God has placed all things under Christ's feet. All things are under his authority for the church. Say it with me. For the church. That means you. All authority is under his feet for you so that you cannot fail if you just try. If you just stay at it. Today, preaching, teaching, leading, singing, counseling, it's fun. Stay with it long enough that you gain some confidence under your belt. Man, it's great. I love what I do. And that's honest truth. I love what I do. Yes, we all know that ministry can be hard sometimes, but I love what I do. I love you. I love ministering with you. I love crying with you and celebrating with you and even fighting with you sometimes. I always win, but... Okay, that's my first lie of today. So God has given you a desire. He's built it in. It's organic. It's inbuilt inside of you. But let's not forget that he's given you a personality. What personality has God given you? Well, if you look on the internet, there's a lot of personality profiles out there. And they always have four personality types. But today, I want to focus just on two of them. Just two of them. I'm going to focus on introverts and extroverts. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about introverts and extroverts. Listen to these descriptions, and which one are you most like? Extroverts, being with people gives you energy. In a group, you will visit a number of people one-on-one or in clusters. You don't care. You just enjoy being with people. You love interacting with them. Introverts, being alone gives you energy. You enjoy one-on-one relationships. In a group or a party, you will usually visit with one person at a time or just enjoy watching people as they interact with other people. Extroverts, they like new things and ideas and can flex with change pretty easily. They love starting new things, but don't always finish them. Anybody like that? I see heads bobbing, yeah. Introverts like knowing what they're getting into before they choose to get into it. Extroverts just go, here we are, let's do it. They take their time to decide if they're going to start something, but when they start it, they usually finish it. They're good finishers. Extroverts, when asked a question like, extroverts like giving an immediate answer. Here it is. There's your answer. Introverts, when asked a question, like time to think in order to give their best answer. Extroverts are more concerned with getting the job done, whereas introverts are more concerned with how the job gets done, doing the job well so that the thing works the way it's supposed to the first time you do it. Okay, with all that, how many of you lean on the extrovert side? Raise your hand. You want more time to think about it? Okay, there's your answer. How many of you are introverts? We'll lean that direction. Wow, lots of intros, several extros. Okay. And a mixture, yes, there's a mixture. Yep, that's true of all of us. So let's put this all together. First of all, Jesus' authority over everything for the success of the church means no resistance on earth can stop you from serving God's purpose. Only fear will stop you if you listen to its message. Stop listening to fear. It's lying to you. It is lying to you. If this is fear, this little presenter is fear, and I let it get too close to me, It's all I see. I see nothing but fear. I can't get around it. But when I put fear under the feet of Jesus, it's a little tiny speck. It's sitting right out there. Oh, I see it. I know it's there. But it has no power. Yeah, it's kind of nibbling at my ear a little bit. But I remember what? Jesus has the power and authority over everything, including that fear, to keep me going. Delbert Durfee is not who he was 39 years ago. He was a scared little boy, afraid to do anything. To cast a forward focus from the time I was 20 to now, I would have said, there ain't no way in Athena you would see me doing what I'm doing today. By the power of God, put together with your desires, your passions that God has already built inside of you, can't stop you. Secondly, God has built into you skills and abilities that you are to develop and enjoy. Develop them. Push through some fear, yes, but keep going. Keep going. Third, God uses how you are wired relationally, whether you're introvert or extrovert, to serve your church and your community. So here's the point. Let's put this all together. When you use your inborn skills and personality to serve God's purpose, it's just not fun, although that's really a big thing for me. It gives meaning and satisfaction knowing that your life is making a difference in God's kingdom and in other people's lives. Amen? You're making a difference. Brothers and sisters, you are making a difference in people's lives today. Would the city of Athena miss Athena Christian Church if it didn't exist? What would they be missing? They'd be missing this. They'd be missing a harvest party. They'd be missing a back-to-school blast. They'd be missing people who counsel them. They'd be missing people who give them food for a food pantry. They'd be missing counseling. Help me out here. Car care. They'd be missing car care. Fruit ministry, yeah. Going out and visiting people, taking a bag of fruit to them and just saying, we care about you. We want nothing from you. We just want you to know we love you. We don't even tell them we're from Athena Christian Church. We want people to know that they're noticed and loved. That's it. Now, tell you something here. When Bob Johns and I started doing this, other people started doing it, and now we have, I don't know, 6-8 people have been out cold call knocking on doors. Do you think that's scary? On the front end it is. You bet it is. But God put inside of us a desire to let people know that God loves them. Just that message. Knock, knock, knock. Hi. We have a gift for you. Yeah. I ain't not opening that door. Here's a gift. We just want to say we love you. Is there anything we can pray for you about? You know, the doors, not only the physical doors, but the relational doors and the emotional doors that opens? Wow. The experiences we've had. Now, let me tell you this. On the front end of doing this, fear level for me was about a 19 on a scale of 1 to 10. It was pretty scary. It was pretty nerve-wracking. But we kept doing it. Why? Because the love we want people to know is bigger than fear. And that's where we have to go with this, isn't it? Love is bigger than fear. And so we kept doing it. So now 6-8 weeks later, the fear level is a 2 or a 3 and the enjoyment level is a 8 or a 9. Stay with it. Whatever God has put inside of you, the desires you have for serving, for blessing other people, develop it. Push through the fear. I'm discovering this. My passion for being with people and sharing insights about Christ's love and power in my life is increasing as I use my personality, my extrovertness, and my skills for his purpose. This is just plain fun. It's great stuff. I look forward to every day as an opportunity to let God prove his authority over everything for the church. So today, I want you to understand that not everybody's like me. In fact, we just saw that there's more introverts here today than extroverts. My wife is one of them. She is more introverted. She enjoys serving God and people in a more behind-the-scenes way, up there behind the sound booth. And it gives her great pleasure to know that putting together beautiful slides and helping you understand things I'm trying to tell you gives her a great sense of accomplishment. And that her behind-the-scenes type of work, just because you don't see her, you see her work. And it's a blessing to you, is it not? Amen. So regardless of your personality style, Paul, the Apostle Paul, shares a few ways for you can serve God. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verses 6 through 11. By the way, the page numbers next to your scripture references are the page number of the Pew Bible in front of you if you want to use the Pew Bible. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 6 through 11. Romans 12, starting in verse 6, says this. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is to give encouragement, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never lack in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Keep your spiritual fervor. Keep it going. That desire God has put in you, that's fervor. That's zeal. That's, don't let it stop. Keep it going. Serving the Lord. Our purpose as God's church is to be known by our community as a visible, tangible, touchable, and relevant family for them. Let's close this sermon with this encouragement. 1 Corinthians 12, 18. It's what I read to you in our prayer. 1 Corinthians 12, 18. It says this. But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. God has placed you in this congregation in a place where you get to serve in a way that if you don't do it, it don't get done. It's that important. I know that sometimes we say, I've done my part, it's not time for someone else to. Well, I'm sure there's places for that, but we need to keep going. And I know that, you know, my body is more tired than it used to be, and I don't want to quit, though. I'll serve in different ways than I used to, but I'm still going to serve, yes? Same for you. Still going to serve, just in different ways. God has shaped you with your personality, with skills that are vitally important to his purposes on earth. Vitally important. You're vital to this congregation, to God's kingdom, to this town. It doesn't matter if you are up front or behind the scenes. You are to do God's work in some form or fashion, in a way that he's already built inside of you. It's organic. Just develop it. Push through the fear. Oh, you've got great things ahead for you. In your bulletin is a list of ministries we currently have at ACC that you can serve God with. What is your personality type? What skills do you enjoy doing? You may have already have an idea of how you want to serve. You may have a desire or passion for a new ministry. Now, caution here. Let me say this. If you already hold a position that's on this list, if you're a leader of a ministry area on this list, please do not see what I'm doing here as I don't like what you're doing. It's not good enough. I'm not saying that at all. Please don't see it as me saying not good enough or I'm hoping someone else will replace you. No. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, let's get everybody on board. There's a place for you to play on the field of God's kingdom. And you're vitally important to it, Romans 12:18 tells us. So, look at that. Be ready for it. Circle an area you'd like to at least learn more about, have an interest in, or if you have an idea for a brand new ministry, write it down on the page. Please put your name and your phone number at the top. Turn it in to my mailbox. It's on the bottom row of the mailboxes down there. And let's just keep on going. Let's have fun doing ministry, okay? Everybody smile, because this is fun. This is fun. Everybody who plays on the worship team, like it. Mark likes it. Hey, Mark, you like it?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you come on up then? All right. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I believe in you. We've got great things ahead for us. And as we close our service today, I want to thank Ken Mayberry and Dan Wilcox, wherever Dan's at, back there. They're going to be preaching for me through the month of August. Ken with the first two Sundays, Dan with the last two Sundays. Next Sunday, you get a real treat. Mike Sweet's preaching. Where is Mike Sweet? Oh, he's back there. He's hiding. Yeah, Mike's going to preach next week. The week after, Bob Johns is preaching. And then we're on to Ken and Dan preaching through the month of August. Great stuff ahead. You guys, are you excited about ministry? Do you love that God is telling you you can't lose if you just try? Ah, this is good stuff. Let's stand together and let's build God's kingdom right here. What do you say? Let's sing together.